Anna Steele, we will see your project through from start to finish. Hey, students, show us your school ID and receive special discounts. Remember, Oneonta Steel Supply for all your metal needs. Oneonta Steel Supply, 133 County Highway 49 in Morris. Call 263-5565. That's 263-5565. And be sure to visit us online at OneontaSteelSupply.com. And remember to like us on Facebook. Oneonta Steel Supply is a 100% woman-owned and family-operated business.
FM 101 AM 1490 WCDO. Oh, here he is. Good morning, Mr. Kardashian. Haven't seen you in a while. How's Snooki and the gang?
Oh, I've been busy with my daughters.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You and daughters. I just
trying to
striking.
Keep them corralled.
Yeah. Oh boy. Could you imagine being the parent of any of those circus freaks out there parading around?
I never watched that freak show, but is there a father that's in the show?
Which one?
Kardashian thing?
No, he's deceased.
Oh.
Bruce Jenner is the stepfather.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
The father was the attorney, one of the attorneys for O.J. Simpson.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, Bruce Jenner, a famous Olympian.
Yes.
Respected
for
his athletic achievements.
Yes, many years ago.
Is on a show with this little group of freaks.
Yes, he is. He married their mother, and they had two daughters of their own who were just like the other ones.
So basically,
it's kind of like a Brady Bunch with money for the 2000s and a lot of dysfunction.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say the Brady Bunch did not have this much dysfunction.
Yes, I thank my lucky stars every day that I'm not any of those people.
Mom!
Or Snooki or any of the Lohans or, you know, any of these.
Picture the Brady Bunch.
Circus freaks.
Alice is running around naked again, Mom.
Yeah.
That's what it would be today.
Right? Dad, put down my tampons. Oh, please.
Marsha's in rehab. Unbelievable.
And the dog is, too.
Yeah, right. Oh, goodness gracious me, Bob.
Gee whiz, good gravy, Marie.
So I'm sorry that Bruce Jenner has dropped down to the O.J. Simpson level.
He did it willingly, apparently, although he's not killed anyone.
That's what, right. I mean,
at least not yet.
Maybe not at his level. Maybe he's a little bit higher than O.J.
You know what? I'm certain, though, that the idea has probably floated into his head time and again.
With those girls?
Given that group.
Yeah.
He must be sitting there thinking, what have I done?
Unbelievable. Hey, I thought for a short time, you talk about panic stricken.
Mm-hmm.
For a short time, I thought I had lost my new fully loaded 25th anniversary Uncle John's Ultimate Bathroom Reader.
Yes.
But I found it.
I'm sure once you got rid of Mengele's bones and, Jimmy Hoffa's remains and stuff out of your office,
right,
underneath the piles of papers, you might find the stuff that you just got.
But this is a newer item.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit alarmed, and I thought to myself, remember I got more than one?
Yes, you got like three or four of them, didn't you?
No, not that many. I think I was like two.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe three.
I thought it was at least
I gave
three.
One as a gift to Charlie.
Oh, I see.
The always sleeping stepdad.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I thought to myself, I'm going to have to steal that back if I lost mine. Because I can't be without Uncle John's Ultimate Bathroom Reader.
I know how you are with Uncle John's Bathroom Reader. It borders on obsession. You okay there?
Yes. Because
you all right?
What you said was so the truth, I was just so overwhelmed.
I see that.
So, I came across Looney
I'm glad
Laws.
You said across and not across.
Acrossed. People out there, listen, please. The word across does not have a T on it.
No.
Don't say it like that. That's one of my
pet peeves.
Few pet peeves.
Which is why I brought it up.
Yeah, I hate it. Across. And it's so funny because you hear so many people say it.
Oh, I know.
From all walks of life.
Yes.
You know.
I know you've always had a special affinity for the upstate colloquialism of Overtown.
Yes, Overtown.
Overtown.
It's an amazing jump.
The town's not that big that you can have an Overtown, really.
Well, when my kids say across, if they ever slip, I tackle them. So this
really?
Is, well, they're not going to say that.
No.
Ever.
No,
right?
No, they're going to be nothing if not grammatically correct.
So I came across Yes. Loony laws.
Loony law.
You know,
oh, there
every
are many.
Once in a while.
I have one of my... Is the horse diapers one in there?
No, there's horse stuff in here, but not okay. horse diapers.
Okay, because there's some place down south that's mandatory to wear diapers on your horse.
You know, you got to think, though, when you hear some of these crazy laws, there was a reason for them to come about.
And that, many times, is very scary.
Yeah. So, for example... In Spokane, Washington, mm-hmm. it's against the law to interrupt a religious service with a horse race.
Really?
Yeah. So
this
clearly,
must have happened.
Right. It had to happen.
Well, wouldn't that be something where maybe somebody just pulls the horse racing people aside and say, we're in the middle of something here that's kind of important to the people involved. Can you bring that elsewhere or wait an hour?
I'm confused.
Did it really require legislation?
Speaking of church, it is illegal to go to church in disguise in Texas.
Really?
You have to be yourself.
I see.
In
so
Texas.
If Batman and Robin suddenly wandered into a church,
they'd either kicked right out or in Texas probably executed.
Probably, yeah.
You know. Burning leather for fuel is prohibited in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Really?
Yeah.
Burning leather.
Leather apparently at one point was very, very valuable to the folks in Indiana.
Uh-huh. And if you burn it, it becomes fuel?
No. Burning it like, you know, say you needed to get warm and you're throwing sticks in or whatever. You throw a leather belt in there.
Oh.
You're not allowed to burn it.
Hmm.
You know.
That's very odd.
Well,
never have even thought of that.
I wonder if it gives off a certain smell that then people know, hey, he's breaking the law.
Maybe.
In that house.
Maybe. And does that suddenly mean that everybody in that house, their pants have fallen down around their ankles? Which would make you colder then.
Right. Try to figure this one out. Try to figure out what happened prior to make this law come about. It's against the law to store snowballs in a refrigerator in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska.
Really? I'm thinking that there was somebody who hoarded snowballs.
Yeah.
Waited for an inopportune time, surprised someone. Threw snowballs at them, and they had a fatal heart attack.
Is that what you're going with?
That's what I'm going with.
All right, because, I mean,
it had to
I
be
can't...
something severe, and I can't think of... Well,
I can't imagine. In San Francisco.
Somebody must have died.
Yeah, you're right. All these, somebody must have died. Inhaling leather fumes,
leather
for example.
Fumes, some poor asthmatic.
Speaking of horses, a lot of horse stuff.
Yeah.
In San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
it's illegal to enter a bar on horseback. Somebody did that.
Somebody must have done that. But why would you bring a horse through city traffic anyway?
Well, I mean, we're talking a long time ago.
Other than a police officer on horseback.
I don't think
you never see that anymore.
I don't think the guy was on horseback on one of those trolleys going up and down the streets
yeah.
and then entered a bar.
Yeah.
I think it probably had to go before the trolleys came about.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe in San Francisco, maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe that's why the law had to be adopted, because they don't want people to be riding on horseback in front of trolleys.
Now, this one
into bars.
And this one I agree with. In Florida,
mm-hmm.
unmarried women
uh-huh.
may not parachute on Sundays.
Ah, yes. I think we've discussed
totally
this one before. We've discussed this one before.
Yeah, I agree with it.
The rest of the week is fine.
Sure.
But not Sundays. Sunday.
No. Unless you're married. If you're a married woman,
uh-huh.
jump all you like on Sundays. Right?
I know we've discussed this before, but I forget what the reason was why they adopted that.
Well, was there a reason? We had a reason before?
I think we did, but the reason was so flimsy that it escapes me over time.
Here's one in Detroit. You may not loiter in the city morgue.
Oh. But you're allowed
it's
to,
illegal.
But you're allowed to burn down half the city if your sports team wins.
You can blow somebody away on the street in Detroit.
Yeah, they got the highest homicide rate right now.
Right, and get away with it. But you cannot loiter at the city morgue
mm-hmm.
to check out who you killed,
uh-huh.
apparently.
Apparently not.
All right. Running for office in Simsbury, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to do that, you need to know that it is illegal to campaign at the dump.
At the dump.
You're not allowed to campaign at a dump.
Huh.
So somebody did that.
Somebody did that.
Somebody campaigned.
Others were offended by it.
But there had to be people. They weren't talking to a bunch of old fenders
in
plastic bags.
Well,
were they?
There must have been.
I'll lower taxes.
Yeah.
And you see those old cans lying
fenders
there.
And stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I just, except for the caretaker of the junkyard. He didn't want to hear it.
Maybe, you know what?
You bring that campaign and stuff downtown. You leave me alone here at my place of business.
And I'll end with a biggie.
I almost said my place of worship. Maybe, well, maybe
we're
not.
Talking about the horses and races and churches.
You know, I'm getting confused by all of it, really. It's becoming
worship.
Like all just molded together
Anywhere
here.
Anywhere you go is your place of worship.
Yeah.
You can claim that.
I guess.
Right? This is the big ending.
Okay.
Okay? Anyone who detonates a nuclear bomb within the city limits of Chico, California.
Chico, California only.
Is subject to, now get this, a $500 fine.
Really? Never mind that they're all dead and glowing in the dark.
If alive in the, what do they call that, that comes down after that rain?
The fallout.
The fallout.
Yes.
If
you
alive,
survive the nuclear detonation,
as well as the fallout,
$500 fine.
Somebody's fining you $500.
And we don't know who it would be, as everyone would be dead.
Detonate a nuclear bomb.
That's amazing.
Because, as you know, there are numerous people around this country walking around with nuclear bombs in their suitcases.
And if you're outside of Chico, California,
you can
go for it.
Exactly.
Go for it. Go ahead. There's nothing on the book saying you can't.
I almost want to move there for this alone and pretend I have a nuclear bomb. I'll detonate it.
Watch out. I'll detonate it. I don't. I got the $500 right here.
That's right.
Don't mean
I'll
nothing to
me.
I'll
be happy to pay it.
I'll pay it right now. Here you go. Kaboom!
So there you have it. Now, you see, in that case, it didn't happen before.
Yeah, obviously.
We'd know about it.
Or there'd be no Chico, California.
Right.
There'd just be like a large melting hole there.
Right, we'd know about this. It would be in our history books.
It would be. We would have heard about this as youth.
So why did this come up? Was there a threat of Chico residents?
Somebody in Chico, California must have had a nuclear bomb in their house.
Was in the process.
In the pantry next to the canned goods.
Yeah. He was like a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids guy.
Something like that.
I don't know. I don't know, Bob. But this is what we have in this country.
Yes, there we go. Laws on the books.
I'm off to burn some leather. I'll be right back.
Okay. Just do not, I beg of you, do not detonate that nuclear bomb that's in your office. Oh, boy. About 5 minutes away from the top of the hour, FM 101 AM 1490 WCDO. Going to find me some music to play for you here. Let's see here. Who are we going to go with? By the way, I just want to mention to you, Birthday Club coming your way between 9 and 9:30 on your Tri-County Heartbeat at FM 101 and AM 1490. And, of course, WCDOlive.com, NBC News at the top of the hour. And getting us there, it's going to be Sarah Bareilles.